I think we should give three shouts for this building going up. One, come on, shout it. Hey, hey, yeah.
ECC's Executive Vice President of Academic Affairs, Richard Washkowski, encouraging those gathered for the event to celebrate the start of construction. It was more than 5 years in the making. The project faced a number of hurdles. Most recently, $15 million in promised state funding was held up, but later finalized in Albany. There were also delays from lawsuits that questioned environmental concerns on the North Campus and objections by former County Executive Joel Giambra, who wanted the building on the downtown campus. County Executive Mark Polenkar says he's confident in the final plan for ECC North.
Absolutely no regrets of not putting this downtown.
No, because we did a complete analysis of the student needs. Truthfully, the STEM technology is already on this campus. It made no sense to have STEM technology in other buildings on the North Campus and then build a brand new STEM building downtown Buffalo. We are looking at other options for downtown Buffalo. One of the analysis that JMZ came up with is you should have STEM technology at the North Campus, you should have natural sciences, especially related to the medical field downtown, and you certainly should have most of your liberal arts programs at the South. So that's some of the other discussions we'll be having as we really do create three strong campuses.
ECC has been working to close a $7.5 million budget gap. Leaders are hopeful a science, technology, engineering, and math building will strengthen school enrollment, which has declined.
With the laboratory sciences and the new building, they're just going to be able to explore so many different fields.
Colleen Quinn is an associate mathematics professor at ECC. She actually graduated in STEM at ECC in the 1990s. Quinn says there should be a strong future for students to study STEM and gain employment.
Healthcare, hospitals, there's respiratory, the transferability to all the other SUNY schools. We have a SUNY transfer path that all of the courses they take here, they can slide right over into four-year majors at the local SUNY schools.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.